Welcome back for episode 68, Friday, March 6th, emergency SOS and other safety functions for the Apple Watch. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In episode 68, we're going to go into part two and discuss emergency SOS functions, setting up fall detection, and reviewing medical ID for the Apple Watch. Let's go to the show. Apple devices have numerous emergency and medical features. We saw proof of it again in the tornado warnings on people's cell phones this week. Similarly, the Apple Watch has saved numerous lives. That's undisputed. Last week, we covered the iPhone. This week will be the second part of this series, concentrating on the Apple Watch. When I am around people who have high-risk health conditions and they don't have an Apple Watch or a similar watch, it mystifies me and is frustrating when I try to convince them otherwise. Is their life not worth $350? I get different answers, but owning one just isn't good enough. Unfortunately, if you don't readily know how to use them or set up the features, they aren't going to help you. My goal for this podcast is to help you learn what is available and how to use them. I'm purposely including previous editions of the Apple Watch as the availability of the features is different, as well as how they are executed. We're going to start with using the Emergency SOS on your Apple Watch. With Emergency SOS, you can quickly and easily call for help and alert your emergency contacts. If you haven't set up your emergency contacts, please listen to episode 66 for the instructions. For the topics today, I've put screenshots of the features on the Mac Minutes webpage located at macminutes.blubrry.com. Here's how Emergency SOS works. When you make a call with Emergency SOS, your Apple Watch automatically calls the local emergency services and shares the location with them. In some countries and regions, you might need to choose the service you need. For example, in other countries, you can choose police, fire, or ambulance. And if you have an Apple Watch Series 5 with GPS and cellular, your watch can also call local emergency services when you're traveling in other countries or regions. After an emergency call ends, your Apple Watch alerts your emergency contacts with a text message, unless you choose to cancel. Your Apple Watch sends your current location and, for a period of time after you enter emergency SOS mode, it sends your emergency contacts updates when your location changes. Your watch doesn't text your emergency contacts or share your location when you're roaming outside your home country or region. To use emergency SOS on an Apple Watch that doesn't have cellular, your iPhone needs to be nearby. If your iPhone isn't nearby, your Apple Watch needs to be connected to a known Wi-Fi network, and you must set up Wi-Fi calling. Here's how to activate Emergency SOS. 1. Press and hold the side button, that's the lower right one, on your watch until the Emergency SOS slider appears. 2. Continue to hold down the side button, wait for a countdown to begin, and an alert to sound. You can also drag the Emergency SOS slider. And 3, when the countdown ends, your watch will automatically call emergency services. After the call ends, your Apple Watch sends your emergency contacts a text message with your current location unless you choose to cancel. If location services is off, it will temporarily turn on. If your location changes, your contacts will get an update and you'll get a notification about 10 minutes later. If you want to stop sharing your location, when your location is being shared, you'll get a reminder to stop every 4 hours for 24 hours. To stop the updates, tap Stop Sharing in a notification. If you want to end a call, if you start the countdown by accident, release the side button. If you start an emergency call by accident, firmly press the display, then tap End Call. I would recommend calling your emergency services department to let them know you made an accident and it is not an emergency. You can also use the S word to call 911. All of you know what the S word is. I don't need to be activating your devices. The S word is a quick, hands-free way to get emergency help. Learning how to use the S word on all your Apple devices is a separate podcast, but the command is pretty straightforward, so you'll be ready if an emergency happens. It is, hey, S word, call 911. Your medical ID record automatically carries over from your Apple Watch. But what I have done also is I have gotten a third-party application for medical ID. It is the one with the white cross in the green background. It is made by Hacknicity and is available in the Apple App Store. You may be asking, why have a duplicate medical ID? Medical ID allows you to have the information as a complication on your Apple Watch. I realize you'd likely have your medical ID set up through your Apple-provided profile. I believe it is equally important to have this information stored on your wrist as a complication so it is plain to see on the screen. After being an EMT, in many cases the phone is elsewhere, especially in car accidents. Sometimes a phone might not even be for the person who's injured. If your arm is attached, the EMT can be pretty sure he has a reliable medical profile. The third-party medical ID application complication makes it pretty obvious that you have medical information available. When seconds count, the easier you can make it for emergency responders, the better. In the application, the information is organized into categories, such as personal details, medical conditions, medical notes, other notes, allergies and reactions, medications, and emergency contacts. I am pretty sure that most EMTs are aware of how to get your Apple information, but just in case, it's great to have a redundant safety system available. Let's move on to using fall detection with Apple Watch. If Apple Watch Series 4 or later detects a hard fall, it can connect you to emergency services if needed. Here's how it works. If Apple Watch Series 4 or later detects a hard fall while you're wearing the watch, it taps on your wrist, sounds an alarm, and displays an alert. You can choose to contact emergency services or dismiss the alert by pressing the digital crown, tapping close in the upper left corner, or tapping I'm okay. If your Apple Watch detects that you're moving, it waits for you to respond to the alert and won't automatically call emergency services. If your watch detects that you have been immobile for about a minute, it will automatically make the call. After the call ends, your watch sends a message to your emergency contacts with your location, letting them know that your watch detected a hard fall and dialed emergency services. Your watch gets your emergency contacts from your medical ID. Some countries and regions, again, have multiple emergency services numbers. For these countries, Apple Watch will normally call the ambulance services. Now let me cover how to turn fall detection off. One, you open up the Apple Watch app on your iPhone, then tap on the My Watch tab. Tap Emergency SOS. Then turn fall detection on or off. If you entered your age when you set up your Apple Watch or in the health app and you're over age 65, this feature automatically turns on. Make sure your correct age appears in your medical ID and your health profile. Let me give you an example of why you would need to turn fall detection off. Skiing is an example. People often forget to turn off their fall protection or monitor it after a fall, and the emergency fall detection is activated. If the skier's not paying attention, they got emergency services coming their way. This is not good for them or the emergency services. So if you're skiing with a group, maybe it'd be wise to turn off fall detection. If you're skiing alone, it may be wise to keep the fall detection on and just pay special attention. I think the same scenario would work with mountain biking. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes right now. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook. I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles. I put out notifications of special events and other great tech happenings. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. I hope you have a great week, and we will see you again on the Mac Minutes podcast.